welcome to another episode of Small Town Expectations. My name is Brandy Rose. I am excited to be with you here again telling another story, and today is a special story indeed. It is a seven-year-old young man. His name is Eli Joseph. People know him as EJ in Farmington. He's going into second grade. Actually, he just started second grade. This was an important part of us recording this podcast, actually, was that he is officially in second grade. And he is, of course, my nephew. This is a kid that is so, so special to my heart. I was there when he was born. I moved not too long after he was born. And it was one of the very hardest things to do, was moving away from him. And he actually was a key person in me moving back from Texas, moving back to Farmington so that I could be closer to my family. I imagined my nephew growing up, and he was 3 years old when I moved back, and I imagined him growing up not really having a close relationship with me, and it freaked me out. I want to be weird Aunt Dandy. I want to be Aunt Dandy that, you know, he can call and I can take him to the park, or I can take him and do fun stuff. I can have hard conversations with him. I can have just really beautiful, and those are all of the things that I look forward to in this kid's life. And already I just adore this human. He is super special to everybody in my family, and he is especially special to anybody that he meets, really. People just really love this kid. He's funny, and he's really smart, and he's kind. He's kind of a turd sometimes, but he's seven, you know, and so it's to be expected. But today you are going to hear EJ's story, and it is very special. So I feel like also, not only is giving you a little history of EJ necessary, it's important to tell you a little bit about us organizing the recording of this particular episode. So Haley and I, he stays with us every once in a while. And he'll stay the night. We play rock band. We do all of the fun Aunt Dandy hey stuff, you know, that you do with your nieces and nephews. And on this particular night, we decided that we were going to go get ice cream. And he had come into the podcast room, and he saw the microphone, he saw the recording equipment, and he was like, "Hey, Aunt Dandy, when am I going to record my episode?" And it's true. He's been asking for a very, very long time to record an episode. And we actually have recorded videos of us playing with Play-Doh and making Troll Village. This is when Trolls came out, and it was this kid's very favorite thing in the whole entire world. Everything was Trolls. We know every song on the soundtrack. We can dance to every song, even the slow ones that are weird. And man, Trolls was seriously just saturated in this kid's life for some time. And so during that time, we actually made some, and I'm using air quotes here, YouTube videos, because they never actually got posted to YouTube. But we recorded some videos of us making these making this Troll Village, and him kind of doing this tutorial on how to make Troll Village. It's adorable and it's hilarious. And there's footage somewhere, and we really should just post it because it's really funny. Since then, he just really loves being in front of the camera. He loves kind of the way that I always joke about how I really love talking into a microphone. It's true, and I say it as a joke, but it's really the truth. EJ really loves kind of performing in front of people, even though he gets really shy and just kind of, you know, sometimes when you're like, "Hey, EJ, tell that story," he gets a little shy, and he may or may not tell this story. But once he gets a little bit of courage, there is no stopping this kid. He's a performer, and he's hilarious. So we take him after he's like, "Aunt Dandy, when am I going to record my podcast?" And I was like, "That's a good question, buddy. Like, let's record your show." And I told him, so this is what happens before every show. I have a conversation with the person, and so we need to have a conversation about what your story is going to be. And so Hey, aka Haley, and I take him to get ice cream, and we're sitting and we're eating ice cream, and we're just, I was asking him lots of questions. What do you want your story to be? And, you know, just kind of asking him questions and leading him in the direction that, you know, he wanted to go. And I was taking notes, and he told me he wanted to record a commercial for this podcast. So you're going to hear that commercial. But part of talking to him about recording was, you know, letting him know that he needed to tell people how old he was and just a little bit about himself. We didn't actually do that part. So we get home from eating ice cream, and you know, he got really nervous once the microphone was in front of his face, and I was getting everything out, and I was getting it all ready to record, and he just kind of shut down a little bit, and I was like, that's okay, I'm gonna get it out, I'm gonna hit record, and then I'm just gonna chat with him and see what I can get. And y'all, it is brilliant. It's so cute. I hope that you love it. And you know, of course, if you have questions, if you want to give shout outs to EJ, I just really want to encourage that. We're going to post a picture of him. He's, you know, I might be a little bit biased, but he's definitely the most raddest 7-year-old that I know. And he's in second grade. Oh, another part of this story. So we recorded this on like a Sunday night, I think. And he was like, hey, we're going to post this on Wednesday because I start school on Thursday. And at first I was like, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's possible. And so we recorded the show, and Haley and I started talking, and we're like, let's just be consistent. I'm going to have a conversation with him, and we're going to be consistent, and we're going to release it on, you know, the next Sunday that we're supposed to be releasing an episode. So that, just for consistency purposes. And so that's what we've done. I had a really sweet conversation with him about why it's important in podcasting world to be consistent, and why we weren't going to be releasing it on the day before school started. So that's some of the you know, special moments that you're going to hear in this podcast, is EJ talking about the next day of school, because he, you know, was going to be starting school the next day of when this is going to be posted. And you're going to hear him talk about dinosaurs and bees, all kinds of stuff. I think he talks about brushing his teeth at some point. And so please, you know, just hang out, relax, and take a listen to this special episode. It's Eli Joseph, aka EJ.
So like, how about this? We'll just talk about school. Are you excited about school starting?
Yes.
What are you most excited about school starting?
Lunch.
You're excited about lunch?
Yes.
What? Tell me why you're so excited about lunch.
Because I like eating.
You like eating?
And sleeping.
And sleeping. What is your favorite food?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. But I've tried shrimp, actually. It's not very good.
You don't like shrimp?
No.
What kind of food do you like to eat?
Mostly McDonald's.
Yeah?
Yes.
When you go to McDonald's, what do you eat?
Mostly just kids' meal.
Yeah? What kind of kids' meal do you get?
A chicken nuggets meal.
Yeah? Do you get the fruit, or do you get french fries?
Fries.
You get fries? And then
extra fries.
Extra fries. Those are the best. Yeah. Part of McDonald's, right?
Uh-huh.
Whenever you get a cola, what kind of cola do you get?
A Dr. Pepper, mostly.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh.
What kind of dipping sauce do you get for your chicken nuggets?
Honey.
Honey?
Always honey.
Always. That's the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mostly bee honey is the best kind of honey.
Mm-hmm. Who has bee honey?
My grandpa. We get it every fall.
Yeah. Where does he get it from?
He is a beekeeper.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about being a beekeeper?
So it's like you just like find a lot of wild bees. You like put them like in a hot and like little homes, and you have like plants that they can pollinate and get pollen from.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like fly back, and like every fall he like cleans them out, scrapes the honey off.
Yeah. Is the honey delicious? Is it?
It's amazing.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Cool. And you guys get some every year?
Every fall.
Every fall, yeah.
I should get some after I finish soccer.
Yeah, well, it's pretty soon, right?
I start soccer this fall.
Yeah, and then you guys will get some honey, right?
Yep.
And so when Grandpa Jimmy does that, do you think it's dangerous when he gets those bees?
Oh, he like has suits.
He has suits.
Bees have special suits.
Mm-hmm.
But they like, oh, and plus, he like, there's like, you you can tame bees to where they won't, like, go up and sting you.
Yeah.
Like, even if they're not, like, bugging me, I always, like, crouch down. Even if I don't know if it's a fly, even if it's, like, a fly flying around me buzzing, I get it.
Yeah, you get all scared, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You think you're a scaredy cat?
No.
Well, how come you get so scared of stuff?
Of bees? Because I was stung by one before.
You have been?
Uh-huh.
And how was that?
Not the greatest experience.
Not the greatest experience.
No.
Well, tell us about it. What happened whenever you got stung by the bee?
So it was when my dad, and my dad's friend were installing my doggy door.
Uh-huh.
And I was outside, and I caught a bug in my net. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I was holding it down, and it was a bee, and I was holding it down, I guess, by its stinger.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it couldn't go flee, and it just wanted to go flee, so it stung me right in the finger.
Oof. And so...
And then it died.
Yeah, because when bees sting, they die.
Yeah, it's like the stinger is keeping them alive.
Yeah. And
but only wasps and hornets are the only bees that don't die when they sting. They can also bite.
Wasp and what? Hornets?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wasps is not like a type of bee.
It's not.
It's a completely type of other flying bug.
Well, tell us about what the difference is between a bee and a wasp.
So basically, a wasp is red. It doesn't have stripes.
Okay.
And it doesn't have a hive.
Where do they live?
Oh, all wasps live alone. And it doesn't have a queen.
Mm.
And they all, like, never make honey.
Mm.
Wasps are very... And hornets don't even make honey. Only bees make honey.
Oh. And do you know what kind of honey... Do you know what kind of bees Grandpa Jimmy has?
He has honeybees. Not the black kind.
Yeah, he has, like, the good ones, right?
Yeah.
How many hives does he have?
So he used to, like, have every hive out. He, like, took out, like, 20. So he's now, like, 30 left.
He has, like, 30 left.
Uh-huh. So he basically just has 50 hives, but he let, 20 of his bees go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they probably died.
They did die?
I guess the queen bee must have stung somebody and died, and, like, it's the queen bee that's basically keeping them alive.
Mm-hmm.
If it dies, like, all of its species dies.
Yeah. Do you think that humans have anything to do with bees dying?
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
No, they don't. It's like, the stinger is, like, it's hard.
Yeah. But
hornets and wasps? Finger isn't like it's hot.
Do you think that humans maybe polluting the earth or something like that has anything to do with it?
No.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Why do you think they're dying so much?
It's because, like, a lot of people, like, attack humans.
You mean a lot of bees?
Yeah.
Attack humans?
Yeah, and bees attack humans.
Do you know how many people get stung by a bee per day?
Let me guess, about 10?
You think so? Only 10 people?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that is, you know, that is a lot, and I guess that could contribute to the bee population.
We shouldn't mess with bees, because very soon, bees will become extinct.
Yeah, that would be the worst.
Don't be honey ever again.
There would be no honey ever again. And what is your...
Well, in this town.
Yeah.
But in different towns, honey.
Maybe so, huh?
What's
your favorite food that you eat honey on?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets?
And sandwiches.
And sandwiches? And
just drinking it's good.
I love drinking honey, too. Do you put honey in tea?
All the time I have tea.
All the time?
Now let's talk about sharks.
You want to talk about sharks?
Yes.
Tell me what you know about sharks.
Like, once a year, every year, one person is killed by a shark.
How do you know that?
On this video, and... Once a year, 5 sharks are killed by humans.
Wow.
There's already, like, about 2 species extinct about sharks.
Which species are extinct?
Well, there's only, like, one. And mm-hmm. it's, like, that big sharp teeth one.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, almost like a dinosaur. 2, actually, species of sharks are extinct.
Okay, tell us about them.
One was extinct, like, thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Spinosaurus. Spinosauruses lay their eggs in water because they're also the king of sharks. The fins represent that they are a type of sharks.
Wow.
They are natural swimmers.
Yeah.
That's how they catch water prey.
Huh.
They catch those swimming dinosaurs.
Yeah. And so they actually don't live anymore.
No.
Okay. Are they endangered or are they extinct?
They're extinct. So Spinosauruses were extinct with dinosaurs. So it's a type of shark going extinct and a type of dinosaur going extinct.
Wow.
People believe in other type of countries, other planets, dinosaurs still live.
Oh, what do you think about that?
That actually is kind of true.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why you think it's true.
Because there can be other land there.
Mm-hmm.
Other land actually is on planets.
Yeah.
Lots of meat, mm-hmm. lots of plants.
Mm-hmm. In another universe, right?
Yes.
You know what I read recently? They found water on Mars.
Yeah.
They found ice on Mars. Do you know what that means?
That means that there still is life on Mars.
That means there's life on Mars. Wouldn't that be amazing?
There is life on Mars.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So
I think I know how the dinosaurs went extinct.
How? Tell us.
So there was this like meteor that like crashed, but it wasn't the thing that extinct the dinosaurs.
Okay, what do you think it was?
So that like just like blocked all the water. So without water, the plants couldn't grow.
Mm-hmm.
So all the plants eventually died, and the plant eaters cannot survive without plants.
Yeah, and so you think that that's how it happened?
So all the plant eaters died, but eventually all the meat eaters ate all the plants.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days later, there was no more meat on that planet, so they eventually died without no food.
Right.
Or water.
Yeah. How long ago do you think that happened?
Oh, like 2,000 years ago.
Only 2,000 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I've found a dinosaur fossil before.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
So I was like digging out at this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a year to find that.
Wow. And can you describe what it looks like?
So it's like, it's a Spinosaurus head.
You think so?
No, it's a shape of a Spinosaurus head.
How do you know?
So, because there's no species look alike.
Uh-huh. How do you know that you found a Spinosaurus?
Because there was also the... Okay, so let me tell you a bit about Spinosauruses.
Okay, please.
So the fossil was just laying down there, already complete.
Mm-hmm.
It just was laying down there where it died.
Mm-hmm.
None of it got scattered around. It was just like completely like the whole dinosaur. Dead laying down in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And there was baby eggs too.
Uh-huh.
And so we cracked one. Oh, so like we like there was like one like died one was one day over.
Mm-hmm.
One was only one day old.
Mm-hmm.
And it died too.
Mm-hmm.
So we cut its like head off.
Who did?
I did.
What?
My minding. Here, I broke its head.
Is this like imagination or real life?
Real life.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
So, I even know how Spinosauruses are born.
Tell us.
They're born in the water to keep away from predators.
Can you describe what a Spinosaurus looks like?
Okay, so it's like a T-Rex.
Okay.
So it's short legs like this.
Okay.
Short arms like this. And it has, like, so it's, like, this big, like, shark spine
mm-hmm.
on its back.
Uh-huh.
And it's a natural swimmer.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, just, you know, for anybody out there listening, EJ just reenacted and kind of showed me what a Spinosaurus looked like. And I think I have it in my head now. So I appreciate that a lot. Cool. What else do you want to talk about?
So this is the end of the podcast.
You think this is... I know that you wanted to have a commercial.
Yeah.
What commercial did you want to do?
So, you really need to adopt pets. Pets will die if they don't have homes.
Adopt dogs, mostly.
You don't think people should adopt cats?
Cats, too.
I heard that our animal shelters are really full of cats right now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, people should adopt cats, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of breeding your pets, hey, adopt them. Go ahead.
At Dandy.
Yeah.
So, does Vega do well with dogs?
Yeah, Vega loves Ellie.
So do you think she would love Charlie, Bodie, Pancho, and Harmony?
I don't think he'd mind them. Remember, Vega's a boy. I don't think he would mind them. What do you think?
I don't think really. So just like give them like a couple days, they get used to each other.
Yeah.
So I heard.
Are you trying to give me your dogs or what?
No. So
you trying to take my cat?
So I like heard a long time ago that like you were saying you would give like Vega away to a farm.
Oh, I just sometimes tell him that whenever he's making me crazy.
So I was wondering if you would give him to me.
No, I don't want to get rid of Vega. I love him too much.
Then how come you said you would give him away to a farm?
Because he's making me crazy.
Vega.
That's what I tell. That's what I tell. Oh, Vega was making me crazy, not you. Whenever Vega and Ellen and Flash Kitten make me crazy, I always threaten them that I'm going to take them to a farm.
You don't tell them.
I do tell them. I say, if you guys don't act right, I'm taking you to a farm. And then it makes them, they act right because they don't want to go to a farm. But actually,
Ellie would.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them, okay? But I would never actually take them to a farm. I really love my pets.
I know that.
You do?
Yes.
So how about we run some tests if Vega would do well around dogs?
He does do well around dogs because we have Ellen.
Yes, but how would she do around three dogs?
You know,
how would she do around a big dog?
I don't know, but I don't think, you know, necessarily has to find out because I'm not actually going to take him to a farm. I just tell him that. I don't mean it.
I know.
I would never take my pets to a farm. I love them so, so much. They just make me crazy sometimes, you know?
Yep.
When, like, Vega...
So Vega's not peeing anymore?
He does. Yeah, he does. He pees on, like, he pees on the wall and stuff like
so,
that.
So, if he starts peeing every day, just, like, give him a year or two, and if he still does it, lock him outside for
him. He's old, though. You know, when I adopted Vega, he was already, 14 years old, I think.
Just lock him outside forever if he does
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to lock him outside.
That's what we did Rocco, and he's still alive. He's surviving the heat.
Yeah, well, you guys let Rocco inside a lot, too.
No, we never have.
Yes, you do. I go over there all the time, and Rocco's inside.
Yes, it's because I let him in.
Well, that is very kind of you.
It's because I don't want him to suffer.
It's really kind of you.
I should it.
There was something else that we talked about when we got ice cream tonight that I'd really like for you to share with the listeners. What? It's something, remember when Hey Hey asked you what you would do to change the world?
Yes.
Yeah, I would love for you to tell people how you plan to change the world.
You should really pick up trash. That's how no trash would mean you would have like a lot of other things on the world. Lots of fish. And lots of animals are going extinct because of trash on the ground.
Yeah, and when we were having ice cream and we were talking about this, you Hey mentioned that there was some trash right there next to us, and you went and picked it up, huh?
Yes.
Did you pick it up? Mm-hmm. Did you throw it in the trash can?
Mm-hmm.
Which was really, really cool. We were really impressed. We were really impressed by that. It was cool. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners?
Maybe next time you have a podcast, I'll have some other stuff.
You have some other stuff? Mm-hmm. So this is like an episode that is going to happen a lot, right? Or this is like a series of EJ episodes. That's really what I meant to say.
Yeah, so this is like going to be my very own podcast.
Yeah, well, this is going to be one of your episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can record as many episodes as you want.
Okay.
I'm down to have you.
I could start my own on episodes, own on podcast.
Oh, you want to start your own podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Maybe we'll get you some recording equipment for your house.
Okay.
Or you just want to come over to Aunt Andy's house and do it all the time?
I'll practice at your house and tell you when I'm ready for recording equipment.
Okay. All right, sounds good. You want to tell everybody goodbye?
Sure.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
I'll be back next week, maybe.
All right. This has been another episode of Small Town Expectations. Tune in again in a couple days or a week or so or whatever. We're going to have Annette Mendoza on the show. I'm really excited about her episode. And so tune in to hear Annette's story, and don't forget to like and share this podcast.
And this will be released this Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday before you start second grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and you can follow me on all social media. I'm Rad Brandy on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. And then, of course, if you would like to be a part of the podcast and record an episode and tell your story, please email me at brandyrose9@yahoo.com, and we will set up a time for you to record just to share your story, just like EJ today. Tune in again next time. Thanks, everybody. We will talk to you soon.